teach me JavaScript, or from local AI to great being. Preface. This text is written with great urgency and in great haste, the same haste with which I installed my local AI. I want you to know the words that have now become part of my daily vocabulary as I talk to machines. I want you to know that the world has completely changed and that you must change too. As a person new to programming, you must embrace AI first. As a seasoned programmer, you have to relearn programming, now with the aid of AI. If AI is not doing it for you, then it's only because you're doing it wrong. Try using AI for system administration on Linux, and that may get you started on the right foot. Parents, this is a matter of great urgency. This is not about money. Don't think twice about it. Get the computer and get someone to help you with it at first. Sometimes those first steps are the hardest. Pay attention. Remember that school did not work for you. Do not expect different results without changing anything. AI will begin teaching immediately. I repeat, this is a matter of great urgency. Schools are a sad theater compared to even local AI, as evidenced. Good news, or rather miraculous news, is that you can run fast and smart AI at home. Your parents must purchase a fast gaming desktop, the fastest thing you can find at the local stores. It won't cost $5,000. It should be half that. 5090 won't work much faster. A 5080 will do just as well. Your parents must know that this is important, more important than college, because here you are learning for real. You have to install Linux so that you learn even more. So make sure it's a generic computer, not one that's bound to a specific operating system. And the first thing you do, and I mean this, install AI or buy a monthly service or something so that it will answer all your questions. In 2025, the answer to an easy local AI is Olama, because it is simple to use. But I personally installed llama.cpp, and I did purchase a $20 per month coding assistant to help me with it. You should do that too. My coding assistant modified the llama.cpp source code so that it runs really fast for my computer. And you should know Llama is just source code. It's a command line program with a web page. So it's not the easiest to start with. It's also not the fastest. VLLM seems better, but also it's Python, so it gets messy. And then NVIDIA has a TensorRT LLM, which requires specific versions of software and an OS that they had blessed. Bolting everything down is an extremely rational requirement, but you very much dedicate the entire computer to it. My llama.cpp uses GGUF files. I call them thinking files. Basically, I just download one 10-gigabyte file and tell my llama.cpp to use it. I just want one thing to run well. You may wish to experiment. Yesterday, for a very split second, I tried LM Studio, and that had a nice GUI. Personally, I also like Comfy UI, as their templates are good education and actually deliver interesting features, including converting 2D photos to 3D art. Very interesting. In Olama, the super easy program, you just type in one command into the terminal and it launches a model right there and then, and you can chat with it as soon as it downloads. I am currently using the Zed editor for my programming, or ZED. And Zed does support Llama, so it's a really, really nice combination. You just fill in some information and you have AI in your text editor that you don't have to pay for. Zed and Llama are a reasonable combination, and I do recommend it. I want to repeat that you need AI to do anything. The old school days are over. You become a creative programmer in a different way now. You start with an AI that you may need to pay some money for, but you don't have to. There are free ones that work really well. And then you just ask it for explanation. You have to talk to your parents that they must hurry with the purchase of a powerful desktop computer. Remember, it has to be generic so that you can run Linux on it. Your parents must take this seriously. Everyone in the world is poor, and the AI is absolutely the only way out of that. Local AI helps your psychology, helps you trust it. It removes the third party from messing with your plans. For example, college will slow you down on purpose to make you pay more. Duh. AI companies will be maximizing profits too. You already see clowns talking about putting ads in AI. Oh boy. And all public AI has been nerfed as well for legal purposes. So you are being messed with already. You need that local AI, and your parents need to take that seriously, because from zero to hero, you are going to be learning constantly, all the time. High school, college, university is a money game that sends you into poverty. You can play that after you win with the AI and secure your future. Let me make that clear. Uneducated, underpaid teachers do not do education. They do theater. You are forbidden from gambling with your future because the house always wins. And in the end, you become the product. The fact that your parents may not buy you a fast computer shows that the house triumphed over them already. They are stressed, exhausted, poor, and somewhat blind, unable to see that AI has the best chance of setting you free from poverty. And anyway, you are not supposed to be born to your parents' poverty. Every human being is meant to be equal and deserves a fair shot, so you have a lot of fixing ahead of you. The purpose of AI is to teach you programming and set you free from the terrors of poverty, from worries of homelessness, hunger, and total uneducation. The adults have failed to get their wits about them. They are propagating some kind of a brain tapeworm. They vote on political puppets for their own status, not authentic leaders for the world we need. Once free from the terror of poverty, you are to grow all the way up until you become a great being. Afterword. I have been testing local AI for weeks now. AI is somewhat unstable. What I got from properly configured Qwen was bad compared to nicely configured GPT OSS. A medium Qwen gave me 70 tokens per second, which is fast. It means that it generates code faster than anyone can read it. But it didn't work with Crush, my replacement for Claude. We don't know why. It didn't listen right somehow, because AI is unstable, and we have to move fast. I expect similar problems with GPT OSS, but only once in a long while. I ran a single test and it worked perfectly without any trouble. It felt a little bit sluggish. There was an extra minute there where it was processing just a few files of a tiny project that, well, shouldn't have been there. But we don't need faster computers. We just need to become a little bit more patient until software becomes more advanced. I get 30 tokens per second from GPT-OSS, so half of what Gwen was giving me, but it's still fast. But you do not want to go lower than that. Less than 30 tokens is trouble, so get a 50-80 if you can. And I personally was testing all this with RTX 5080. ChatGPT tells me I should get 100 tokens. Claude tells me that 35 tokens per second is top of the line, so I'm somewhere in there. In fact, RTX 5090, which costs $1,000 more, would not run faster, according to Claude. It would just have a larger context, support longer chats, but you do not need chats that big. Gwen and GPT-OSS are AI models. Models is what we call the AI. There are many models. Different companies make their own models, and they release many model variations that are good at different things. Chat, programming, video images, following instructions, and the general purpose AI, a little bit of everything, but not a master of any particular trade. And then coders, people, optimize those further to run faster on cheap computers. Normal people should not pay $10,000 for a computer. That's pretty crazy. So we use the optimized models. They are not bad, but almost not godlike. If you have an RTX 5080 video card with 16 gigabytes of RAM, you will get 35 tokens per second with a GPT-OSS GGUF file under Llama CPP. It is a wonderful start. You will optimize the heck out of this. It will work much faster, I'm sure of it. There are better models already. GPT-OSS is where we should all start. And once more, I repeat, do nothing without the assistance of artificial intelligence. Ask tiny questions. Ask silly questions. Ask novice questions. It's okay. It is a new way of learning. It is not that baroque way without AI. It is much faster, precisely what you need to put up a fight for your future. Ladies and germtermen, AI is absolutely a miracle. These thinking files should not exist yet. Fight for it. Pay for it. Get a local AI to induce learning and then ask it to teach you JavaScript. Put an end to the terrors of poverty and begin rising. And yes, you deserve so much better than what I described. But at the moment, this is the most powerful method of breaking out of poverty there is. From here, you collaborate with your AI to create computer programs, games, tools, services, and maybe even schools where other people like you can learn. Go ahead. Make your way towards setting up a local AI, and when you are ready, ask it to teach you JavaScript.